Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Bachelorette Report.
Heartbreak.
I'm not done yet.
You are done. Get out of here.
Drama.
Drama this soon is a little bit crazy.
Love.
You just don't know when it's going to happen.
It's the Kelly Bort in the Morning Bachelorette Report.
Got Sabrina from Queens on the line. Oh my God. Oh my God. We knew this season would be cut short because Claire reportedly found love with Dale. So the first three episodes, Sabrina, they were all about that blooming, blossoming. And then last night, man, it hit the fan because we knew she was going to get kicked off the show, but we didn't know he was going to drop to one knee.
Yeah, we had no idea it was going to end in an engagement with a rock on her finger.
Crazy.
Absolutely insane. I'm pretty sure they flew in Neil Lane via helipad and had him land in the La Quinta Resort.
The jeweler guy. Yeah, that's the kind of rock I want someday, just where you're dragging your hand on the... Oh, I'm sorry. This is so heavy. I can't lift my left hand.
Yeah, Dale's going to be carrying around Claire for the rest of his life now with that rock on her finger. My God.
Well, and did they address... They did... Whether or not all of this romance happened in just those few weeks, or did they DM before the show even started?
Yeah, Chris Harrison called her out straight up and was like, I need you to be honest with me. Did you or did you not DM Dale before the show? And she said, no, I swear on my dad's grave, we had no contact. But she did admit to stalking his gram prior.
Oh, there you go. Because when he walked out of the limo that first episode, she's like, I think I just met my husband. I'm
crazy. Okay, sis, I guess so.
I'm bunny in the butt crazy. But she gets kicked off, right? After they find love, she gets kicked off. There are rumors that there's a bun in the oven.
Because I am a complete loser and I stalk all these Bachelorette Twitter threads of conspiracy theories. And Dale posted their engagement photo, and him and Chris Harrison both are holding glasses of champagne to toast, and our girl Claire is holding a glass of water.
Aha! Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So she gets kicked off. They bring in Tayshia because the guys were not happy.
No. And honestly, Kenny called Claire out when she went in to go talk to them. And he was like, I think you owe us an apology.
I'll apologize if I wasted your time. I'll apologize if I hurt you. But I'm not going to apologize for love.
As you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't you apologize for love, girl.
Literally, it took Claire less amount of time to find a husband than it's going to for Nevada to count their votes. Like, this had to expand over, 2 weeks, maybe?
Crazy.
Four episodes, not even.
Well, now they got the new girl that you love. I haven't been that much of a Bachelor stalker, so I don't know her, but you're excited.
I love her. Tayshia is a queen. Gentlemen, bow down. Your woman has arrived. But now I want to know for next week, are they going to bring new guys in too? Because they said yet another twist. So who knows? We might be getting new guys and a new Bachelorette. Mm,
well, we shall see. It's back to Tuesday night. So the Bachelor Report returns next Wednesday morning at 8:25. Be sure to dish with us online at New York's Country 94.7.